The phrase of him, I assume, is used here, not with reference to our creation, but with respect to our faith. More specifically, our transformation into children of God, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Don't presume that after he removed our boasting, he left us just like that. There is another, a greater boasting, which is his gift. For you are the children of him before whom boasting is not suitable, becoming such through Christ. And since he stated, he chose the foolish things of the world and the base, he implies that they are the most noble, with God as their father. And this nobility of ours is not due to any individual, but is a result of Christ, who made us wise, righteous, and holy. This is what the words, he was made unto us wisdom, imply.